Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and our engineer for the last 40 years, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Hello there. Producing away. Producing.
How
producing.
We doing, right?
I'm making stuff. I'm producing.
Can I tell you what's happening to me?
Yes.
I like Slurpees a lot again.
Oh, no.
I have a Slurpee thing every now and then.
Eat the real Slurpee.
No.
You do the sugar-free, chemically laden things.
Now, they have a watermelon lime, right? So, like, I had a little tiny one the other day.
Okay.
So, I was driving somebody home, and they said, hey, could you stop by 7-Eleven? I got to get a quart of milk. So, I said, sure. So, I stopped by, and he goes, you need anything? So, I was like, how about a Slurpee? He goes, what? You eat those? Those are bad. I said, no, I'd like a Slurpee, if you don't mind. He came out with, like, a double gulp.
Yeah, the giant one.
It was like a small pool of Slurpee. Too much Slurpee.
Did you do it?
I love it.
Did you do the whole thing?
Pretty darn close. Okay. Yeah, pretty darn close. Not proud of that. The summer's for those
Not
kinds
a proud
of things.
Moment.
The summer's those kinds of things, Sheldon. What can you do? A lot of special things going on. Great weddings I've been doing. Baptisms I've been doing. First Communion's just wrapped up. There's a lot of good things happening. And it's a special time, I think, of year when there's a lot of fun family events and good things to go to. Barbecues and Father's Day celebrations and all of this stuff. You know, it's all about the special days sometimes. And God's with us in the everyday, of course. But on the special days, I know it's good to focus now and then to think about that and say, you know what, there's some really important days here that we're called to celebrate. So that's what we're going to look at on Religion and Rock, the gift of the special days of our life, you know, where God is there in those big, you know, mountaintop moments, if you will. But then in the everyday moments of our lives, how God's there too. So it's kind of balancing out the yin and the yang of God's presence in our lives. So to start us off on a show that's all about the special days of life, it's an old one, but a beautiful one from Frank Zappa. It's called Joe's Garage.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We were playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone. Pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together and we figured that we should. Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like. So we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car. And we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
Chance in life to play a song that goes like.
Turn it down! Turn it down! I am shooting, singing here! Love you for some of these nice songs!
Well, the years is rolling by. Boys with lipstick on, 'cause
Joe's Garage, guys coming together, playing a little rock and roll music together. You know, it's a funny thing how we learn about all of that stuff, and those kind of become special moments, too. When somebody takes you to a concert, you learn about the music, and all of a sudden it changes. Chaldone, in his own way, inimitable way, has taught me a lot about music over the years. As a matter of fact, the first Jimmy Buffett concert I ever went to, he took me to. And then one of the things that early on he taught me about was the Allman Brothers. And you've always been a big Allman Brothers fan, right?
Oh, huge.
And I have never been an Allman Brothers fan, but over the years, I learned a lot about them, and I came to like them a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I really came to really love their music, but that when I first, you know, started listening, it wasn't my style.
It wasn't your thing.
But I really, you know, really love their music a lot. And, you know, we lost Greg Allman not long ago, a month ago, actually.
A month ago, yeah.
And, you know, it's a funny thing. Like, I've been thinking about his impact and the impact of his music. And as a matter of fact, they had some video of his funeral and stuff. I mean, thousands and thousands of people lined the road to say goodbye to Greg. And there's something about him that, you know, he's part of New York history with his Beacon Theater appearances,
The stays their and residency.
I've seen him at Jones Beach. Mm-hmm. So there's something about Greg Allman that I said, you know what, let's play a song for him today. And thank God for, again, the special days that these musicians bring to us, the many ways in which there are wedding songs, there are prom themes, and they just, the music kind of touches our life. So this is a special one. This is Greg Allman and his really close friend Jackson Brown, and they're singing Melissa.
Crossroads seem to come and go. The gypsy flies from coast to coast, knowing many, loving none, bearing sorrow. Freight train, each car looks the same, all the same. No one knows gypsy's name. No one hears his lonely sigh. There are no blankets where he lies. In deepest dreams, the gypsy flies with sweet Melissa. But I know
Yes, I know that he won't stay without Melissa.
That's music that will last forever, will live forever. Greg Allman with Jackson Browne. Melissa, you know, we have things in our lives that are sentimental that do last forever, right? And those are those great memories, the beautiful memories that God gives us in our lives of the people we love, the moments that we love. You can probably think back to certain moments in life. It's incredible that we can pull it up so vibrantly, right? I can kind of vibrantly remember First Communion taking pictures outside of the church. That's a very, very vibrant memory for me way, way, way back, right? That's a beautiful thing. I think that ability to remember. I was reading an article recently about moving, and one of the things that was being suggested in this article is that if you're going to move, you should throw away a lot of your sentimental things. And I thought that was very interesting because I'm saying to myself, those are the things I want to keep. But they were saying, like, your sentimental things that you put out that you love and matter a lot to you matter to nobody else. And so it's funny, like, it's a very private thing. But ultimately, when you're entertaining people, they don't really care about your baby shoes or your kindergarten graduation, you know, report card. They, you know, it doesn't really affect them. And it's kind of interesting because I was thinking of that the other day. I said, well, I got to get rid of some of this stuff. You know, I can't keep on everything I, you know, ever had in my life. And maybe less of it keeps the memory alive in our hearts. So it's a hard thing to clean out some of that stuff. But I think that's part of what God calls us to kind of make room, if you will, in the memory bank of life and our own spiritual lives for new experiences, you know, and how they become also part of our lives in a special way. Here's Dave Matthews Band. This is called Ants Marching.
Yeah. cards exchange, no time to exchange you, and all the little lamps are marching, red and black and tender waving. They all do it the same. They all do it the same. Sit on my radar house. Program a cup, sing the corn as a loose end. Loose end. Cat, cat, on the fence, could not to a fan. Cat, 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 cat. Take me to some sleepers. Place them in the box. Soundingly quiet at a time. Lights down, you're up and down.
Marching Dave Matthews, you know, in our lives, sometimes we need to take a stand for things, right? And ultimately, I think that's what God is calling us to kind of recognize that we have a special moment now and then in our lives where we can take a stand and say, hey, you know what? Let's stop talking about that person. Let's stop putting that person through the meat grinder, you know? And there's something about that that's kind of a nice thing. Often, if you ever evaluate how much the conversation leans toward ripping people apart in your life, you know, we come to a conclusion saying, I got to get more positive here. You know, everybody can't be that bad, because if everybody's that bad, what does it say about me, you know? And I think in our lives, we need to be able to move beyond gossip and rumor and hatred and hurt and all of that stuff to being able to celebrate who people are in their own gifts and in their own ability. You know, not everybody's exactly the same, but that's okay, right? There's something beautiful about that, to recognize that the differences are also very powerful in our lives. So it's about that mix of gifts and talents, but also brokenness and sinfulness that we need to kind of be forgiven for and work through in our lives that make us who we are. So if we just follow somebody else and we kind of become instantly that person, we dress like them, we talk like them, we look like them, you know, we've really just become like a bunch of ants marching. We have to be able to stand for who we are and what we're about. And that's the beauty of different cultures. That's the beauty of different races. That's the beauty even of different religions. There's something beautiful about that, because it kind of makes us who we are as a people in America and helps us to celebrate the oneness of being American, you know, one though many, and even in our own faith lives, the one though many, with the many different gifts that we've been given by God. Kind of a cool thing. Hey, here's you too with B.B. King. Love this song, When Love Comes to Town.
Love comes to town, I'm gonna jump that train. When love comes to town,
Love Comes to Town. That's a special moment, boy, that's for sure. We're kind of tongue-in-cheek today singing about it here in this, you know, lively song. But you think about when you fall in love, there's a very beautiful moment. Yet at the same time, most people can't name the moment when they actually did fall in love, right? That's kind of the power of what love is about, that we fall in love. We kind of realize it at some point, but it takes a kind of moment to kind of look back and say, yeah, there it is. I love this person. You know, I love this person very much. There's something about that that's really a beautiful thing. And I guess that's that process that God gets involved in that's really so incredibly powerful. We're called to recognize that in our lives, to recognize those moments that are not necessarily, you know, a day, not necessarily on a calendar, but the moment of falling in love with your wife, the moment of falling in love with your husband, the moment of falling in love with your kids. You know, that's the first time you hold them, sure. But as time goes on, that love deepens, it changes, it develops. And there's something very, very beautiful about that. And I think God calls us to that kind of moment, too, to recognize the special moment that has become our life and helped us to kind of discover who we are and the growth that comes from discovering who we are. That's kind of an important thing as well. Here's Peter Gabriel, I Don't Remember. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about Special days, yeah, exactly right. And it's all about that I don't remember. You know, sometimes I think the painful things stick out in our minds, right? We can remember things that, you know, were said to us and the way we were bullied in school or something hurtful. It comes a time, I think, where we have to be able to let go of stuff and say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to turn this all over to you because I don't want to hang on to anger and hurt and pain my whole life. I want to be able to move beyond that. And there's something really powerful about that, being able to do that and coming to that moment. But that takes a lot of prayer. That takes a lot of turning over to God, which is not easy, but we're called to in our lives. How long are you going to be mad at somebody from eighth grade? How long are you going to be mad at, you know, losing the championship baseball game because somebody struck out? They kind of let go of that stuff. And there's something important about that. But again, it doesn't come easily. So we need to pray all the time for new vision, because I think the new vision helps us to understand that things are going to happen in life. And when we let go of them, we're happier and we're healthier. And life makes a lot more sense in the long run when we're able to let that stuff go. Hey, here's Eric Clapton. This one's called Hello, Old Friend.
I'm strolling down the garden path. I saw a flower glowing in the dark. It looked so pretty and it was unique. I had to bend down just to have a peek. Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend.
Really good to see you once again.
Well, there's something about seeing an old friend that's just a great gift, right? And the oldest friends we have are kind of a great, great gift to take a look at and thank God for every day of our lives. I think of families that I know since the first week I was ordained a priest. One of them is the King family. And I remember them, not the ones on TV, this other family. And I remember meeting them like the first day that I was in the parish and I was going over to the school. And I met the dad who was picking up his daughter, like coming out of school. She was driving her home. She's a little peanut at the time. Now she's, I guess, almost 40, or it's probably over 40. And he says to me, what, are you new here? And I said, yeah, I am. He goes, you want to meet some people? I said, yeah, I sure do. He goes, why don't you come to my house tomorrow night for dinner? So I did. And that's how I began some friendships with people that to this very day, believe it or not, still exist 29 years later. What a great, great gift that is. And the King family as well, still very dear friends of mine. There's something beautiful about that, like to recognize how God puts these people in our lives, and they hang around for the long haul, you know? There's something really, something in our hearts that we're really called to be very grateful for, because how would we go through life without very dear friends? How would we go through life without long-term friends? Even people who we just email with now, who we've kind of lost maybe physical contact because they moved away, but you know what? We can still keep in contact via email or Facebook, and that's a great, great gift that God gives us to help us through life, to get some really good advice from the old friends that are so important to us. Here's Tom Petty, Even the Losers. Betty, even the losers. Well, that's true, you know, in life that we are bent on winning and we really want to win all the time. But ultimately in life, we better get used to losing. And I think it's great to teach our young kids about losing. I think it's great for teenagers and college kids to learn about losing, because so much of life is really about losing when you think about it. It's how we accept that, how we accept disappointment in our lives, how we recognize that things don't always have to go our ways. You know, sometimes if you're in a department store or you're in a supermarket and the kid's really throwing a good old-fashioned tantrum, right? You know, sometimes the kid wins, right? Because the kid gets the candy bar or whatever, just to kind of move on. But ultimately in life, it doesn't always go that way. Sometimes we just can't win. And it's about accepting that which we really can't change sometimes that makes us men and women of faith. to recognize that sometimes it's about losing. Sometimes it's about saying, you know what, I'm going to decrease so you can increase. St. Paul said that, believe it or not. There's something important about that, to be able to let go in our own lives a little bit and say, we can get beyond this. Like, I don't have to be stuck here because I didn't win the championship ring, or because I didn't do this or I didn't do that. You know, I've been the chaplain for the New York Jets now. This is my 20th year as the chaplain for the New York Jets. And I still don't have a Super Bowl ring and probably not going to get one this year, right? But the bottom line is, you know what? You stay there. Even the losers, you know? Even the ones who lose, sometimes they still need faith. They still need to be ministered to. And that's also a very important part of life, like how you do that with dignity, how you try to keep your head up in the midst of booze, and how you still see your own value in the midst of not always winning. There's something important about that. Here's Billy Joel, Say Goodbye to Hollywood. say goodbye to Hollywood in our own lives. You know, that's something that's we have to kind of come to too, to realize that maybe the dream changes as time goes on. That's a special kind of moment too. It's one of those moments like falling in love. You can't really pinpoint it, right? But in life, there's a vocation. In life, there's a calling. And as that calling develops, we recognize what God is utilizing us for and saying, yeah, you know what? I'm really supposed to be a dad. I'm really supposed to be doing this with my life. I feel good about doing this or doing that. And that kind of changes. I tell you all the time, I wanted to be a dentist when I was a kid, you know? Thank God that didn't happen. But you know what happened ultimately is that somehow I can't tell you the moment I no longer wanted to be a dentist, and I can't tell you the exact moment I wanted to be a priest, but somehow that just kind of happened. It just kind of evolved, you know? And I think that's how God uses us. If we're open to that, we kind of see that vocation and the importance of whatever that vocation is in our own life, not just a priesthood, you know, but whatever it is, to be a loving dad or a loving mom or, you know, even to be a nurse or whatever we do, teach, all of those things are so important. I think the same thing happens about volunteering in our lives too. If we volunteer well, the same thing happens. You know, it's about recognizing what God has called us to do and get going with it. And maybe we got to say goodbye to Hollywood. Maybe we're never going to be on the Broadway stage. Maybe you're never going to play, you know, in Citi Field. That's okay. Recognize where God has called us to, and that's where we're called to really bloom. And here's Steely Dan. This is called Do It Again. do it again. The story of our lives, right? We do it again and again. I think about that all the time in my own life, the sins of my own life. You know, it's not like you're not one day and then a robber the next day and then you're a cheat the third day. Generally speaking, like our sins kind of tag us for a long time in our lives, you know? So if impatience is the thing, well, impatience is going to be something we have to work on for a long time in our lives. And it's about small victories. So it's not always going to be easy, but it's going to be something that we're called to recognize again and again in our life. That, yeah, you know what? This is my fault. This is my little dark spot. I got to get beyond this. And how do I do it? Well, that's how we kind of pray things through and ask for God's help. So I always tell people when they ask advice about this kind of stuff, I say, look for the small victories because you're not going to get the giant one, but the small one might make the huge difference in the end. And that's going to make us happier and healthier in the long run. Here's ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
Lose you, and I don't know where I am going to.
interesting thing, you know, on these special occasions. Yeah, we do look sharp. We try to do our best. We dress up a little bit. We make a difference by how we look. I think that says to the rest of the world, this is a special day for me, you know. Our wedding, of course, right? You wear the gown, you wear the tuxedo, right? You know, it's kind of, it's important. Even if you're going casual, people dress nice, you know. There's something about that, of how we dress and how we act and how we poise ourselves. All of those things, I think, are important parts of our own spiritual lives, too, because it also says that there's a dignity to who we are, dignity in what we do. So even when we come to church, it's the same thing. There's a certain dignity to church, you know. It's, we don't sit there and have a hamburger and french fries. No, we're there to pray. We're there to thank our God, and it changes us because of that experience. And so how we dress physically kind of helps us to prepare. I think it puts us in the right mental state, you know. If we don't go to a Jimmy Buffett concert the way we go to Mass, you know, it's kind of not the same. So we recognize that and kind of recognize the power of what we look like, how we take care of ourselves. And God calls us to kind of take care of this body that he gave us and this life that he gave us in so many ways. So it's all about recognizing that and celebrating all of those special days, no matter when and where they are. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the great man who's given me many special days here at this studio, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.